What's up, everybody? This is the Big One Podcast. We are coming to you live after the Xfinity race Saturday night. Also have the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Championship under our belt, so we are going to break down, as B-Boy would say, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series and the NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship races right here on the Big One Podcast. In lieu of having the entire crew here, we are going to jump right into a summary of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Championship race. So Ty Majeski dominated the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Championship race at Phoenix Raceway. Dude led 132 of 150 laps, and he secured his first series title, bearing the lead here. So he actually made the pass for the win with 27 laps to go and won by 3.9 seconds over Cody Heim, young stud who finished second after a devastating restart violation that dropped him all the way back to 19th. So this is one of those situations where NASCAR has built this system where you've got your one race championship. If you've got four drivers in the championship and you're maybe 19th in the pack, you make a long shot Hail Mary to jump the restart and hope you get up there. But unfortunately, it did not work out for the young stud Cody Heim. And my big dog, Ty Majeski, this dude has been grinding. He's been driving cars his entire life. This is interesting because there's two drivers in the history of iRacing who have over 10,000 iRacing points or score, whatever that is. I'm not an iRacing guy. I don't know. But Ty Majeski is the only driver that has over 10,000 points. We'll just go with that. And then there's another driver. It's Ty Majeski's alternate account that also has over 10,000 points. So this guy has been absolutely putting in the work on iRacing. He's been grinding hard in the Truck Series for a number of years, and I am absolutely here for it. Thor Sport, this is their sixth championship in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. They've got titles along with Matt Crafton, Ben Rhodes, and now Ty Majeski. So awesome, awesome win here for Ty Majeski's crew. And this is one of the funniest things that I've seen in a long time. Ty Majeski has this absolutely epic setup for his iRacing where he has a little laptop and he's got a bucket of ice to the right of him with a fan blowing onto his laptop. So his processor and his PCU, CPU, as you would say, does not overheat. So I think we got to start a GoFundMe for this guy that you just won the NASCAR Truck Series Championship. I think we can pull some money together. Thor Sport, throw this guy $1,000, buy him an iRacing rig. He'll get that third driver out there for a iRacing $10,000 bill, $10,000 points, whatever you want to call it. But absolutely awesome drive by Ty Majeski. I mean, I've seen this guy run the short tracks around here in Wisconsin for years and years. I mean, I've seen this guy run for over a decade, and I am just so happy for him that he finally got some of his recognition that he deserves on the NASCAR scene. So the one thing I want to do call out is it's a little bit interesting that you've got the NASCAR Truck Series, which is kind of supposed to be a development series, but the top drivers in this championship four were 33 years old, 38 years old, 30 years old, and 28 years old. So not really the development series it once was, because I think with the new package on the Cup Series and the Xfinity car, there's not a whole lot that translates from the trucks up to the Cup Series. So a lot of people will start in trucks and then skip Xfinity altogether and go up to Cup. Or they will do a little bit of running in trucks, move to Xfinity, and then quickly move it up to the Cup Series. So it's not quite the 1, 2, 3, single A, double A, triple A. We're going to do a quick pivot over to the NASCAR Xfinity series, which this was one of the funniest things that came out of the NASCAR media day here for Phoenix Raceway. The top dogs of NASCAR media, I don't know what their names are, they're just the SVPs of media engagement, etc. There was a question from the media like, hey, are we going to be running this back with Xfinity as your title sponsor next year? And the response from the NASCAR guy was, yes, Xfinity will be back, but we don't know what that is going to look like next year. And then he goes, oh, whoops, I don't know if I was supposed to say that or not, because they didn't actually sign the contract yet. And then it came out like 15 minutes later that, hey, NASCAR Xfinity Series is still the Xfinity Series as your title presenting sponsor on the CW network next year. So that was a little bit of a blunder from the executives up in the C-suite at NASCAR, which these guys like to do that all the time. They just have no idea what they're doing. Absolutely coolest C-suite. We're going to move on from there. So a little bit of Muniz watch here. I am floored that Frankie Muniz used to be an IndyCar driver in the early 2000s. He did a little appearance on the Dale Jr. Download podcast this week, and Frankie Muniz apparently was an IndyCar racer. Really bad injury, had a crash, back injury, neck, stuff like that. And now the dude's a 39-year-old rookie in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series next year. And he said he wants to do this thing old school. He wants to kind of build his career up. He wants to run for a team that will support him. Obviously, he has a little bit of cash, a little bit of payola, where he can bring some funding to the team. But he's also hoping to make this a full-time gig. He said on that interview that this is his full-time gig. He's not doing any acting anymore. He wants to run in the truck series and learn and get better and hopefully at some point be an Xfinity driver and maybe be a Cup driver. That is extremely difficult to do. There's only 36 rides in Cup, and I don't know that I ever see Frankie Muniz being a Cup Series driver, but we shall see. And we had to sneak a little Muniz watch, into this podcast. So, quickly pivoting here to what we're watching, what we're going to. We may have a Big One podcast crew going out to the Long Beach Grand Prix for the IndyCar series in a couple of months. So there's chatter, there's a little bit of radio chatter, the spotters are talking a little shit that we might go out to Long Beach and see the IndyCar race. So stay tuned for that, and we may be coming to you live with a little bit of IndyCar Long Beach Grand Prix in April of 2025. Moving on here to the Xfinity Series Championship race that just happened tonight. All I gotta say is just in time, baby. Justin Allgaier had to start all the way back in the field because he had a little bit of a wreck, an issue. We had some oil go down in the track on qualifying or practice, one of the two, and Allgaier ended up getting caught up in that, and he got spun. And his primary car that they said they had been working on for over 2 months to dial this car in for this one race in Phoenix for Junior Motorsports, his car got totaled. So they ended up having to go to that backup number 7 car. And it was game on from the start. I mean, you drop that green flag, he went from 32nd to 19th in one lap. It was awesome. This dude just sent it in there. He went down. You got that dog leg at Phoenix Raceway. It's not all that exciting. A lot of times you go down there and you kind of just come up and you're in the same spot. But man, in this Xfinity race, if you had fresh tires and you had the horsepower behind you, you could drop it down low and you could gas it up and put a guy up in the wall a little bit and just drive by him, which is what Allgaier had to grind and do this entire race. I mean, you had the top guys doing absolutely what they need to do this entire race. Custer, Hill, Allgaier, they were battling the entire race, but at the end of the day, the 7, Allgaier, he just had it. He just had it, man. I mean, we had a couple of cautions late. Cole Custer, he tried to stay out on old tires, no bueno. Austin Hill, same deal. He tried to stay out late. He put a high line block on Allgaier, and Allgaier just said, forget that. I got grip. I got tires. I'm going down, and I'm sticking this thing. And Allgaier, man, he sticks it. 7th try for a title for Allgaier in the Xfinity Series. And driving for Junior Motorsports, I think they're going to have a hell of a toast. They're going to have a hell of a toast. Because all of the adversity that Allgaier had to do in this race, starting 32nd, backup car, he drives this thing all the way to the win. Absolutely fantastic drive. Crew chief, team, pit changers, everybody. You did a fantastic job of finally getting this guy his 7th try for a title. And he got it. We're going to wrap this one up here with a little solo rapid fire for Baby G. I do not know what the plans are for the podcast for next season, but we wanted to jump on and do a quick one here for the Truck and Xfinity Series Championships. But we got a lot of plans for next season. We've got some people that are going out to Monaco for Formula One. I know I've got some racing plans in the works for myself. I don't know if I'm going to the Indy 500. I don't know if I'm going to the Coca-Cola 600. I don't know if I'm going to Monaco. But we've got one race locked in, Long Beach GP, as we discussed earlier for IndyCar. We're definitely doing that in April. And from there, you can follow us on Twitter at PodcastBigOne. You can email us at podcastbigone@gmail.com. You guys also got that crazy long email at somethingaboutfridays.com. But we will catch you after the NASCAR Championship race tomorrow. And let's go racing, baby. Ryan Blaney. Not the greatest qualifying effort, but we all have faith here on the Podcast Big One. We think we are going back to back. This has been the Big One Podcast, and we will catch you next time. Goodbye.